Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, B. Says. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. We are in a new year. And hopefully this new year will bring to all of us new things here in America. I'm B. Says. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I believe those three subject matters on our plates daily will get us to where we desire to be, whatever our desires have to be. I believe the successes that we deserve, reach for, spend our life trying to reach will be ours when we learn politics, when we learn praise, and when we learn productivity, and when we learn the value of each of these things in our daily lives. Well, speaking of our lives, in our lives today, love and money is synonymous. That's a problem. Scripture tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Scripture tells us that money answered all things. There's a balance. Love is the balance. Love is the missing element in America. Love is a fruit of the Spirit of God. In America, 9 of every 10 citizens confess Christianity as their religion of choice. Be the case, then someone can explain to me why 1 in every 6 Americans are in poverty if 9 of every 10 Americans confess Christianity as their religion of choice. What is Christianity? What is it? Except for to be the Spirit of God in action, what is it? Because it's not the Spirit of God in action. Because God is love. God is peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Can I worship God without these fruits being evident in your physical, in your emotional, in your verbal activities? These are the things of liberty and justice. God first. And without God, we do not have liberty and justice for all. The fruit of the Spirit is love. God is the Spirit. If the fruit of the Spirit is love, if when I hear politicians say God bless America, if they mean it, why is it today that they're getting ready again to vote to appeal the Affordable Care Act? What about getting rid of health for 315 million Americans? What about that is love when you don't want health care? Where does love fit into that? Where does love fit into cutting food stamps for people who are unemployed or people who are underemployed? Where is the love when jobs are being outsourced by conglomerates and Americans are sitting here jobless while other nations' citizens are reaping the wealth that comes from the consumerism of Americans? Where is love in that? Where is the love when Americans don't even feel peace in job security? Where is the love when people are living in houses and being rained on and have rodents and they're living with insects and they're in rundown parts of town where nobody comes through there but the police and the liquor store and the cigarette man? Where is that love? What is that love? What is it? supporting foreign workers and giving them jobs when we have people in our own home who are jobless? Where does love fit in there? That's what I'm talking to you about this morning, love. And no love is being exhibited by our politicians, by our CEOs, not even by our clergy. And you know law enforcement ain't exhibiting love. True love is all powerful and never a weakness in it nowhere. No chaos is in true love. And we got weakness all across America. We got insecurity. We have homelessness. We have hunger. Those are not the fruits of God. Those are not the fruits of the Spirit. And love is not in not even one of these things. Because in Scripture, when the man laid in the ditch and people on their way to serve God, walk past him as if he was not there. There was no love in the hearts of those who passed him up, regardless of why he's in the ditch. The love of God would have revealed itself had someone before the Good Samaritan come along. Everybody else crossed to the other side of the street or stepped over the man. A little exaggeration on my part, but you get the picture. True love is all-powerful, and there is nothing weak about it. And we do not have it in America. And for that reason, on this Sunday morning, January 3rd, 2016, at 12:30 p.m., I'm talking about true love is all-powerful. And America, we have to do something about the lack of love. Now, love cannot be legislated. It cannot. And that's where we have to start in realizing love cannot be legislated. This is what Hillary Clinton said when she met with the Black Lives Matter group, that you cannot force a man's heart to love, but you can set laws in place that will force the actions of love to come into the lives of people who need it. You can't force a man to love you. That man to give, stop outsourcing jobs so that you can take care of your family. You can force that man to quit threatening you with loss of your job if you don't do what they want you to do that's outside of what you signed on to do. There are jobs right today that force people to vote for certain people and tell them, if you don't vote for this person, when Mitt Romney was running, it was exposed that there were company heads that told people they would lay off of Mitt Romney laws. That's people's job security. There is no love in that. The only thing in statements like that is the love of money. And America, working class people, have got to hook it up and come together as one and teach the minority really and truly what love is. Because working class people is the majority. A healthy America has 160 million plus people working. That's the majority of this nation. And the majority of the nation cannot be stopped if the majority of the nation are willing to join forces so that we can end outsourcing and end this job insecurity thing and end this thing of living in deteriorated housing and paying an arm and a leg to live there and bringing in workers from other countries and flying them in jets and giving them jobs that should be given to Americans. We got a lot of issues, America. And these issues can be fixed, America. And Americans are the one who has to fix these issues. No one person can fix America. You hear that? No one person can fix America. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. Ricardo. So what are you doing except for complaining? If you're spending hours and hours complaining and never being a part of some solutions, now you got to lay out what's wrong. It's easy to lay out what's wrong because we all know what's wrong, but are we willing to fix what's wrong? And have we fixed what is wrong that we had in our power to fix? We got politicians right now, career politicians, Bernie Sanders for one, been in politics for 30 years. He ran off a list of what's a laundry list of what's wrong with America. But my question is, what have you done about it? You sat on the Veterans Board for how long, getting paid extra money? Veterans are homeless people. I thought you, Bernie, what did you do for veterans when you could have done something? All you do now is complain about what other people didn't do. You headed up the Veterans Board and committee. You see, this is what's wrong in America now. We don't ask anything of our politicians, and guess what? We don't get nothing from our politicians. We don't even hold our feet to the fire. We let politicians get in, and we don't hear another word from them. We never call their office. We never email them. Wait, I won't say we because that ain't me. You guys never email them. You never call them. You never write a letter. You never visit them. You don't tweet them. But then you think, because you voted, that things are going to change. Our elected officials, the numbers are not large enough because there is no number larger than we the citizens, we the people, we the working class. And we have got to bring the love for one another. But we're too busy hating one another because one eyes is blue and the other's eyes is brown because one live on the other side of town. So we use these as gauges to decide who is and is not worthy. I hear 40-year-old people running, 41-year-old people running for president, talking about things got to change. What change is it that a 41-year-old person is saying has changed in his lifetime? He should have been the change. And if you're in government and you're 41 years old and you don't have some change to tell me about, don't expect my vote. And if you are a 75-year-old man and you're in government and you can't tell me what change you have put into place and affected, don't expect my vote because you ain't going to get it. And I'm going to read up on every one of you based on your name. And I'm looking to see how many people say, thank God or God bless America. That's where I start to gauge you at, right there. The more you tell me God bless America, the more I want to see how you blessing your constituents. Because true love is all powerful and it's never weak. In America, there is not liberty and justice for all. And so when you tell me we want to rebuild or we want to reform or we want to remake, no, it ain't no re, because we ain't never all been together yet. Once we come together, if there's a split, yeah, maybe we can rejoin, but we have never been together as a nation. In America, there has never been liberty and justice for all. There is liberty and justice and always have been liberty and justice for white supremacy in America. There is liberty and justice for wealth in America. There is even liberty and justice for white privilege in America. All these things. I say without love, we are weak. If we don't have love for every citizen, we are weak as a nation. Because when a citizen does not feel like they are part, whether it's because of the color of their skin, or whether it's because of their bank account, or whether it's because they live in the valley, or whether they live in the highest mountains or whatever, if they feel like they are being ignored, they are weak. and that weak link will create problems for the rest of America. Because the chain is no stronger than its weakest link. So there has to be liberty and justice for all Americans before this country is a United States of America. And we've never been that. Without love, we are weak. Today, and we will be weak in the hereafter until we put love as part of how we legislate, how we choose elected officials. Love for one another, love for this nation, love for all the people, not just the people who look like you, not just the people who sound like you, for those people that you don't give a poot about. They are Americans, and if you fail to treat people as Americans, they will come against you with foreigners. That's why so much of this stuff is going on in America, and that's why so much of this stuff is going on in these other countries, because people in these countries are tired of being ignored financially, judicially, politically, societal. They are tired of it all across the world, and they are acting out on it. Without love, a nation is weak. Without love, the world globally is weak. And America is not reflective of love from the top down. It's not happening, and that's the problem. Because I ask you today, where is the love? Where is the freedoms? Where is it that people, societal, political, financial, judicially, have freedoms and treated equally? Where is that happening? Absolutely nowhere that I know of in the world, and it's definitely not happening in America. There is no liberty and justice for all in America. There never has been liberty and justice for all in America. And so, therefore, in America, all lives does not matter. And that's the problem. All lives don't matter. True love is all-powerful, never weak, a fruit of the Spirit to be shared, to succumb evil, to bring comfort. Chaos exists, and when those in power shrug chaos off, or those in power create chaos, you can be sure that love does not dwell in such characters. There is no love there. Love is a language that is not difficult. Love is a language that is easily learned and eloquently spoken by any who wish to be a light to all mankind. And it's not happening. You see, the language of love holds all power. And when we love ourselves, and when we love our country, regardless of the color of a man's skin, then we will move forward as a United States of America. The language of love comes against evildoers. You don't look at the evildoer and because they wear a badge and a gun, you shrug it off and say, oh, they did what they had to do. You don't look at evildoers, and because their skin is white, you find a way to let them out of a situation that they should have been convicted of. You don't look at evildoers, and because they have a big bank account, you let them walk free. When if it had been me, I'd have been locked up for the rest of my life. You don't look at evildoers and find a platform for them to bring down people who've done good for others. But because we lack love, true love, in America, these things are happening across this nation. The language of love brings comfort in a time of need. And it's not happening. We are living in a time of need. and we have young people who need to see love exhibited. Love, love is joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith. These things must be exhibited. Works. It's not happening in America. And the reason it's not happening is because love and money has become synonymous. And the love of money is rocking and rolling all across America. And America is being owned by conglomerates, CEOs. And the reason they own America is because politicians are being paid to write laws that please conglomerates. And every time a politician takes some money, he's selling his soul. And he's selling America along with it. And selling your soul, you can pay that cost. But selling a country down the tube, you can't pay it. And that means generations afterwards will pay the cost if the cost is not resolved today. Meaning, if you are the family member of people who are selling America down the tube, it is your duty, if you are a Christian, or if you're 9 of every 10 people, to do something about it. The people who intercede with these corrupt politicians and CEOs every day is the people who can help stop this stuff. The people who are spending their money with these evil doers is the ones who can stop this by quitting spending your money. Stop allowing the demon in you to cause you to have to spend money by the thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars yearly for peace. That is not peace. You're selling your country down the drain. You're selling the least amongst us down the drain to fulfill your need, your lust for things that you call love. It's not love. Love is a fruit of the Spirit to be shared. Love is a fruit of the Spirit to help succumb all evil. Love is a fruit of the Spirit to bring comfort to mankind. And those who can are called upon to do. Because Scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. And if you don't give when you can give, when you're being approached to give, you will give. You'll either give with kindness and goodness, or you'll give grudgefully, but you will give. Because Scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. Umpires will fall in America until CEOs realize that America is in a hole because of you guys, because of your greed, because you're making so much money today and you're building barns to store your money. And when that barn gets too small, you tear it down and build a bigger barn to store more money and goods and crops, taken out of the mouths of those who have not, sending hungry people off to war as a means of livelihood to take care of their family, and then they come, if they come back to their families, too many are coming back broken up, coming back to no jobs. The families have no jobs. People ended up hungry, veterans homeless on the street. I blame CEOs, I blame politicians, I blame clergy, and I blame law enforcement. But I have to take it right back to the politicians, and then I got to shuffle that card off to voters, because when you don't vote, this is what you get. You get corrupt people who are in the seats of the government looking for handouts from CEOs. When you don't vote, that's what you get, America. You got to have love. If you love yourself, if you love your family, if you love your community, if you love America, then you will care enough to get out and vote for people who also have the same kind of love in their heart. But when people say I'm going to lock out the Muslims, and when people say all of the Mexicans are drug dealers, and when people say all of the blacks are thugs, and when people say all of the foreigners are terrorists, when you hear stuff like that, you have to take a stand. And if you don't move one iota, you still took a stand. Because if you didn't stand against it, you're standing with it. And we have candidates right now running, trying to get into the White House, people like Trump, who hate everybody whose name is not Trump. We have Pete Bernie out there right now trying to get into the White House, begging Trump supporters to support him because he is disingenuous when it comes to Democrats. He have talked about Democrats down through the years, and now he wants to use angry Republicans and independents and socialists to help put him in the White House so he can slap Democrats around now because they wouldn't do what he said do. Him alone against 430-something people, and when he was in Congress and when he was a mayor, and of course, being a mayor is a great thing, but just like when Sarah Palin was a mayor of a little bitty city in the coldest place in America, Bernie Sanders was a mayor of a little bitty city in one of the most marginal places in America. He's not ready for America. And he's angry because he knows, America knows, he's not ready. So he's trying to play on the ignorance of people. He won't go anywhere. My point is that it is now up to the voters. Wherever America is, it is up to the voters. It is because of the voters. To these government seats that's going to give us Supreme Court justices who are fair, appeals court judges who are fair, people who are not fair with all people, who does not believe in liberty and justice for all, is running too many places, too many courts, too many businesses, and the result is there is no liberty and justice for all, and there never have been liberty and justice for all, not in America. It's never been there, and we need to stop playing like it was. It wasn't. So when Trump say make America great again, the only thing I could think of since it's coming out the mouth of a white man is that I want to be supreme again. That's over. It's over, it's done, it's a dream to live on in the mind of white supremacists, but it will never be again because America is a rainbow. Family reunions are rainbows now. Classrooms are rainbows. New billion-dollar companies are built up by rainbows. True love is powerful. It's never weak, and it shall prevail, because for love not to prevail is to say God will not and Satan will, and that's a lie. Satan is a lie. He's been binded. The sting of death was taken from him. He has no power unless you give it to him, and when you give Satan power, you've only given him power over your life, but not over the world.